Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Ches. We're starting from the Mishnah at the top of the Omid, where the Mishnah begins, a Hallel v'Hasimcha Shmoina Ketzad. Now, the truth of the matter is, this is not a new Mishnah. This is a continuation of the first Mishnah in our Perek. Because if you go back to Mem Beis, Omid Beis, the Mishnah began with a recitation of various categories of mitzvahs and how many days they apply. We started off lulav va'arava shisha v'shiva, hahal v'hasimcha shmoina, sukkah v'nisach hamayim shiva, hecholil chamisha v'shisha. And then the Mishnah explained the first two, the lulav va'arava shisha v'shiva, and the Mishnah said that if Shabbos falls out on the first day of Yom Tov, then you have lulav 7 days. If Shabbos falls out second, third, fourth day of Yom Tov, not on the first day, then you don't take the lulav that day and you only have shisha. Arava was similar, but just in reverse. That the first 6 days of Yom Tov, if Shabbos falls out on those days, you do not take the arava. If Shabbos were to fall out on Hishana Rabba, you do take the arava. And that's how we have the lulav arava, shisha v'shiva, and the Mishnah explained that in some detail. So we're now up to the halu v'hasimcha is shmoina. That we say the full halel, Rashi says we're talking about goimer is the halel, full halel, as well as the din of simcha. Simcha over here doesn't mean to dance and to sing, but rather it means to eat the karbonos of shalmei simcha, any shlomim, but in particular shalmei simcha. That applies for all 8 days. Those of the Mishnah, halav simcha shmoina. Ketzad, how do you have 8? Melamed, our Mishnah is telling you, shechayiv odem halav simcha, bekomed yom tov achron shel chag, kishar kol yemois achag. Although the other mitzvahs, such as that we discussed yesterday, lulav and esrig, sukkah, nisach hamayim, according to the Rabbanan, all terminate after 7 days, but saying halal every day, being gomer es halal, as well as eating from the shalmei simcha, that applies even into shemini atzeres, the full 8 days. The Mishnah concludes chayv onim b'halal b'simcha u'b'kovad yom tefor achron shel chag. It's interesting, the Mishnah doesn't start off hahal v'hasimcha u'b'kovad yom tefor achron. Doesn't talk about it. It also doesn't explain what means kovad yom tefor achron. At least on the second kasha, what covered Yom Tov Acher, we're going to have a Mir Tashem at the end of the next Mishnah. We'll see a Mir Tashem what that means, covered Yom Tov Acher. The bottom line is, all of this applies through Shmini Atzeres. You say Hal, you have Shalmi Simcha, you have covered Yom Tov Acher, all on Shmini Atzeres, just like the previous 7 days. Yes, Robert?
Shalmi Chagige apply Chalamoid as well, just as on Yom Tov.
Exactly. And we're going to see more about that in the Gemara. How do I know that Shmini is Chai B'Simcha, that we eat Shalmei Simcha on that day? The Tanna Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk Vayisa, Ach Sameach L'Rabbeis Leila Yom Tov Achrei. Now, interesting, Vayisa Ach Sameach is part of a Pasuk that doesn't talk about Shmini Atzeres, it talks about the 7 days. If you look at number one of the Torah or Hashemim, Shivas Yomim Tochag V'Hashem L'Kech V'Mokam Hashem Yiv Hashem, Kibrach Hashem Lekech B'chol Tvoscha B'chol Masi Yedech V'Yisa Ach Sameach. That's talking about the Shivas Yomim Tochoy G'lashem Lekech. It's not talking about Shmini Atzeres. So how do I know V'Yisa Ach Sameach L'Rabbi Yislein Yelion Tvoach? So Rashi points out that there is another pasuk by Sukkis that says V'Samachta, says Chag HaSukkis Tas L'cho Shivas Yomim, and then the next pasuk says V'Samachta B'Chagecha Atavim Chumitecha Abdelwad Ashish Abdelchav HaMasecha. So it says V'Samachta B'Chagecha. Oh, so it really says V'Samachta once. Why does it say Ach Sameach a second time? And in the Inyan to the 7 days, we extend it to the 8th day, that is also a din of Simcha.
What's the meaning of Ach? Why is not an Ach Sameach?
Ah, Zeshen. So I think what Robert is asking is, and in fact the Velt asks, normally whenever we have throughout Shas the word Ach, Verak, it's always a mute. So if anything, we should be mamayit.
Yeah.
Here you're saying that the ach extends it. If anything, it should limit it. That's your kind.
Yes.
And the Vilna Goin answers that the Gutta Kasha. And he says that the Ach comes to limit all the other mitzvahs and to leave Sameach alone. In other words, the Ach says, no Shtukye, no Lulav and Esrik. According to Rabbanan, no Nisachamayim. What are we left with? Sameach. That's the only thing that continues on for the rest of Yom Tov. That goes through all 8 days, including on Shmini Atzeret. Maybe it's coming to tell us the first day. Really, we mean the first night. What do you mean by the first night? What's going on over here? After all, the first day is part of Yom Tov. Of course, it's a din of Shal Misimcha. So Rashi explains that the din of Simcha throughout Yom Tov is to eat from the Korban Shlamim. By the way, if you brought a regular Korban Shlamim or you brought Shalmei Chagiga, you don't have to bring special Shalmei Simcha. You have to eat Shlamim meat throughout Yom Tov to go and give you that feeling of Simcha. Okay, so now what the Gemara is telling us with the din of having the Shalmei Simcha, even Bishmini, is coming to tell us the Leilei Yom Tov Achrayim. Like the Gemara just said, L'rabbi Slevi Yom Tov Achrayim. That means Shmini Atzeres night, you come home from shul, if you had short hakafas or you didn't have short hakafas, so you had extensive hakafas, you would eat from the Shalmei Simcha. Now obviously you cannot bring the Shalmei Simcha at night, because you can't bring a carbon at night. So the carbon would have had to been brought on Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Go and bring a Shlomim on Hoshana Rabbah, and you'll be able to eat the meat of that carbon that day and that night and the next day, because Shlomim is Necha L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, and that's how you'll be Marba the Yontif, the Leile Yontif for Achrayim. By bringing a carbon on Hoshana Rabbah, you'll be able to continue on and extend the Simcha into the night and into the next day. So the Gemara's kasha is, let's do the same thing for the first night of Yom Tov. What will be the first night of Yom Tov? Just like we have by Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, we always have Chagigas Yadalit. Now it's true that the purpose of the Chagigas Yadalit is so that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSoiva. Emes. Of the Maisa, we are bringing a special Korban on Erev Yom Tov for purposes of Yom Tov. So maybe we should say that V'yisach Sameach is L'Rabbis Leili Yom Tov HaRishoyim L'Chag. As was, that everybody should bring already a Korban Shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, so that on the first night of Yom Tov already eat from the Shlomim, we'll have that Simcha. And those the Gemara Shaila. No, the Tanur Rabban, V'yisach Sameach L'Rabbis Leili Yom Tov HaRishoyim, that you bring Shalmi Simcha on Hoshana Rabbah, that you should be able to eat Shmini Atzeres at night from Shalmi Simcha. Maybe you should go and bring an Erev Yontif to be able to eat the first night. Kishuoyim, it says Acholak. Acholak comes to tell you not all nights, only certain nights. Ach is Machalik, it says Amiyot, only certain nights. Which certain night? Only the Yontif Achrayim and not the Yontif HaRishayim. Break him on my royce. Let Rabbis lay the Yontif HaAchrayim. Lohitzi lay the Yontif HaRishayim. Why don't you say Faket? The Gemara is telling us is that V'yisa Ach Sameach tells us that we continue to extend the Simcha further and further. So therefore, Leili Yom Tov HaAchrayim, which is preceded by 7 days full of Simcha, Shalmei Simcha, and all the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, of course. So since they had that Simcha Lefanov, the V'yisa Ach Sameach says, continue it on one more day. Masha'enkin, the Yom Tov HaRishon did not have a Simcha Lefanov. Before the day of Sukkot, Erev Yom Tov was garnished. If anything, it was one of the busiest days of the year. People are running in all directions to put up the sukkah and to get the Arba Minim and this, that, and the other thing. And some people are packing to go to a hotel or whatever it happens to be. But the point is that there is no Simcha Lefanav. So it's more logical to go and say that the Simcha continues as a result of the Yisach Sameach, continues into the eighth day, as opposed to talking about the first night when the Simcha hasn't even begun.
So how do we understand that the Suda of Shmini Atzeres has to be more lavish than the first night of Sukkot?
It doesn't have to be more lavish, but it has to consist of Shlomim meat. While the first night of Yom Tov, it does not have to consist of Shlomim meat.
So how do you fulfill Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov if you don't have Shlomim meat?
You can have, but it's not a chiyuv. There is no chiyuv of bringing a Korban Shlomim on Erev Yom Tov to be able to
eat the first night.
You can have regular meat, yeah. And Ain Simcha Basa V'Yayin, and etc. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
can sing three more nigunim.
Like Shabbos.
Shabbos is only necessary. I don't know that the Gemara is saying that you're mechuyev to go and bring. It could very well be that Shalmi Simcha is just like Sukkah. If you don't want to wash throughout the whole of Yom, then you can sit outside Sukkah. If you want to have a meal. So what I want to say is, if you want to be mekayim this din of Simcha throughout Yom, then you can by having Korban Shlomi.
So, but on Shmini and Seres, you must have as long as you must.
Right. You got to bring the day before on Mishan Rabbah to be able to have Shalmi Simcha that night.
Shalmi Chagiga.
Shalmi Chagiga is an absolute chiyuv, and Shalmi Simcha is if you don't have
that's
enough
a separate,
meat.
That's separate. In addition to
every Jew on all Sholei Shagolim has to bring an Oilas Re'iyah and Shalmi Chagiga, and if he has Kenayin or Big Mishpacha, and there are a few days of Yom Tov, and he wants to eat simple fresh every single day of the Yom Tov, he brings Shalmi Simcha to be mashlem the Shalmi Chagiga. For instance, on Shavuos, when there's only one day of Yom Tov, if you're a small family and one shlem is enough for the whole mishpacha, because in fact you don't have to bring additional Shalmi
Simcha.
Right, not that you potter, you yotze the mitzvah of
this Chagiga.
With the Chagiga. Oh, that's very good. Okay, I see everybody is Baruch Hashem very focused on this, so maybe we do just a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi almost halfway down the Omid, the Rabbis Leile Yom Tov Achron. So Rashi, the Rabbis Leile Yom Tov Achron is Simcha Shilafonav Lekoiloi, to include it, to extend it in Shivas Hayom. She Yizbach Shlomim B'Shvi, bring Shlomi Simcha on Shvi, meaning Hoshana Rabbah, Kedei Lechol Leil Shmini, you should be able to eat that night from the Shlomi Simcha. Tahai Sameach, V'Yisa Ach Sameach. What does it come to tell you? This is the Chibarik, the words it's superfluous. The night is considered to be secondary to the day. The day is the main time of the Simcha. Kim this Rabbi, then Yom Tov Achron, Shu Tofel, Kal V'Chomer Hayom, then the Zicha, the day afterwards, the day of Shmini Atzeret, Shu Iker, Shechai B'Simcha, V'Shar HaLeiles Lo Tzrichi Rebuyei. There you don't need a special limud to tell you what about the other 5-6 nights of Yom Tov. Why? Because the Yomim Afilu Leiles B'Mashma. Since the Pasuk always tells us that you have to sit in the Sukkah, and we learned of Yomim Afil Leilois back on Daphnim Gimel. We learned that from the Miluim, where there it also says Yomim and Afil Leilois. Yom Afil Leilois B'mash, which is Rabinu Gabi Sukkah. So when I need the Vayisa Ach Sameach, comes to tell you Leil Shmini Atzeres. Deinu Bechlal Shiva. That's already beyond that Shiva plus. That's already the eighth day, eighth night. V'al Korchach Leila Isravi. It is including the Laila, not the Yoim. How do I know the Leil Hoshana Rabbah? Shu Samach Hashem V'Yamim Dikra. This is the continuation. As soon as the 7 days are over, you think Yom Tov is over. Make Avdola. No. Says the Torah of Yisach Smech. Keep on going. That night. What about the next day? The Yomos V'Kal V'Chaimah, like Rashi said before. V'Ashminu Shemishlam Hanizbach V'Chaga Sukkos. It comes to tell you that the Sukkos Dikishlam, meaning the ones from day 7, Yes, V'Chobaleo Shmini Shiniyach L'Akra V'Lai. You can't go and bring a carbon at night. That will be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yisach Sameach on Leil Hoshana, on Leil Shmini Atzeres, by eating from the carbon Shalmei Simcha that you brought on Hoshana Rabbah.
The problem is actually the day before.
Exactly. Well, it's the day before, a few hours before. You bring in a Shana Rabbah and a few hours later.
2 days.
Okay, let's go one second. Let's look at the last Rashi. Oh, yeah, now El Rabbis Leila Yom Tov Rishon Vashminish the Circle is by Shlomim Erev Yom Tov Simchas Leila Rishon. Maybe you have to go and bring a carbon Shalmi Simcha ready on Erev Yom Tov. Like being in Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, even though the Zvicha is taking place on Erev Yom Tov, but there's no Chiyuv of Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. Just like when you bring a carbon Pesach, exactly, it's not Pesach yet. It's a hachana before. So here, maybe I would think the same din should apply. No, Yisach Sameach, it's a continuation of the previous 7 days. Masha Enkin, the first night, it's not a continuation of anything because we didn't start the simcha yet. Only starting it tonight, or really the next morning, when you'll be able to bring the Shami simcha. Okay, so we continue on with the Mishnah Baita, and this is continuing the Mishnah of Daf Mem Beis, where we said Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. What's the din of Sukkah Shiva? Gomar Milechoy, when a person finishes eating his meal on Hoshana Rabbah, he thinks to himself, oh, okay, now we can take apart the Sukkah. Lo Yater Sukkah, so I don't take apart the Sukkah. The reason why you shouldn't take it apart, there's no din of Mukta, it's Chol HaMoyed. The reason why you shouldn't take apart is Rashi, because you still have hours and hours left during that period of time. You should be sleeping in the sukkah or learning in the sukkah. What happens if Samach L'Erev you get hungry again and you want to eat? You got to eat in the sukkah. So don't take apart the sukkah. Leave it because you need it until night. So Liat is the kasuk. What you can do is Moyedus Akelim and Amincha L'Mala. You can remove the kelim which were in the sukkah until now. You could take those out, mincha l'mal, in other words, when it's starting to get close to shkia, and they covered yom tov achrei shelchag, because they covered yom tov achrei shelchag. So Rashi reminds us that back on Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara told us that how do you bring a covered and a real teshvu ke'en to duru to the sukkah? That if hoyu loy kelim noyim, I'm looking at the third wide line of Rashi from Daf Chof Ches, hoyu loy kelim noyim umatzois nois man l'sukkah. If a person has beautiful dishes, he has beautiful cutlery, he has beautiful tablecloth, bring it to the sukkah to go and show you teshuva ken taduru. This is not just a secondary sukkah living. This is the main, your principal place of residence during sukkahs, and show off with your beautiful kelim and bring him to the sukkah. So that's the kavod yom tov achron shel chag. And what the Mishnah is telling us is, sukkahs is over now. Yes, you might still want to sleep, you might want to take a dremel, but once it's mincha l'mala, don't be matir as a sukkah, but you can already take the kelim in the cover of the evening for Shmini Atzeres. You can already lay the table, so to speak, for Leil Shmini Atzeres at home. And now we understand what it means in the previous Mishnah, when we said Malami Shechayiv Odom Bahal V'Simcha Uve Kovid Yontif for Achron Shel Chag. We never identified what that means, but now we see in this Mishnah that Kovid Yontif Achron includes, at the very least, the Kelim Noim and the Matzois Nois. Elsewhere, the Gemara talks about that you mechabed the Yontif by wearing nice clothing. So Begodim Yofim, Begodim Noim. But our Mishnah doesn't go into that because we're talking about the physical sukkah. Good. So now, Frank the Gemara, you started off by saying that you show Kovid Yom Tov Achrim by bringing in Kalim, and with that, you are now taking him out of the sukkah. Frank the Gemara, Ein Lo Kalim Lahoyrid Mahu. If you don't have Kalim in the sukkah, what are you going to do now? So, what are you going to do? Frank the Gemara, Ein Lo Kalim, El Ki Yishtamish B'ma Yishtamish. What are you eating until now? He only, all the soup he ate with his hands. I mean, maybe he didn't have spoon, but he had to have a bowl, he had to have a dish. What's going on? And the Engli Mokim Lahoyrid Kalev Mahu. Ooh, what the Gemara is asking is, what happens if he has no dining room to eat in? The only place that he has to eat in is the sukkah. Can he continue eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? What would be the problem? Says Rashi, perhaps he'll be Moisif ala mitzvah, he'll be even the dinner about Toisif. The Torah says, eat 7 days in the sukkah, you don't eat 8 days in the sukkah. What do you do? Zokti Marek, here bar Rav, there's another one above what he's saying on the side, Rav. To go and show the world, as well as his family and anybody else, that this is not a shukir, so he's not over in Baal Toysim, he has to go and remove schach at least of 4 tvachim on the top. With that, he makes a public statement, this is not a sukkah. I'm passing the sukkah by taking away 4 tvachim worth of schach.
When does he do this?
Because it's on at the end of Hoshana Rabbah.
Okay.
End of Hoshana Rabbah.
Right, end of Hoshana
Rabbah. And the schach is muksa, right?
Yes.
Presumably it would be muksa. Now the question is, Vosep is 4 tvachim. L'chayru, once he takes away the four tvachim, the schach, he's going to have four tvachim of avir. We learned earlier on in our Masechta that to go and pasul schach, you only need three tvachim of avir. So why do you have to have four tvachim of avir? And this is not my kasha, this is Tosis' kasha. If you'll see, poiches bo arba, right before you get to the wide lines, poiches bo arba says, Tosis, tvachim upois, lakafish bekuntris. The tema. Mashir who said barba, only avir poisul b'shloisha, bein v'sukkah gedolah, bein v'sukkah ketana, bein v'yamtza. Kenemucha shiloi perikama, like we had in the beginning of the sefer, and Tosis doesn't give an answer. So the two answers which are given by the mafarshim, one answer that they give is that the kavana of the gemara is not only to remove schach, but to replace it with posul schach. Posul schach, the shear is four tvach. Now, why would a person go and replace with posul schach? It doesn't have to, but it could be that, if, for instance, it's cold. For instance, here in Chutz La'aretz, it gets close to the end of Yom Tov, it starts getting quite cold, and it might rain. And so, therefore, he's not only taking out four tvachim of kosher schach, he's replacing it with four tvachim of non-kosher schach. So that clearly, when it comes to non-kosher schach, the shear is four tvachim. The Enam Achloik is four tvachim, four amis, but four tvachim is the halacha. So therefore, when it says
poiches, about the side of the wall, I understand.
We're talking about in the middle.
Because you have a different akuma. You have a different akuma. Yeah. Side of the wall, you have a different akuma. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't be possible.
Right.
So you take it out in the middle. So you take out the middle.
No. Until four doesn't pass, by four it passes. About amos.
Anyway, so bottom line is, therefore they say one pshat in the Rashi, they bring this from Rabbi Yonis and Milunul and the Meiri Rishonim, not just the Chayim, and they say poiches ba'arba means to take off the four kosher schach, replace it with non-kosher schach. Oh, non-kosher schach is a shear of arba and not a shear of shvosha. That's one pshat. Another pshat is because we normally have that a four tvachim is considered to be a choshev shear. Now, although it's not a choshev shear, so to speak, dafke by schach, it's a choshev shear for other purposes, and therefore the Gemara is telling us that if you take out three tvachim, you take a pasul the sukkah. But if you want to go and show the world, so to speak, to the mulchiach, that this is not a sukkah any longer, not even about toisiv, you take off four tvachim to make that additional statement, as opposed to just pasling the sukkah.
I'm going
to
take off seven by seven. Why four? If you want to show it's not a sukkah,
you can take the whole thing apart. No, trying to minimize.
But if you make it seven by seven, then you have an anti-sukkah, as it will. You really nevato.
Moshe Barbom is the minimum. You want to go take seven by seven, it's tight. According to Rebbe, you have four amas by four amas. Rebbe Shuba Levi on my mother.
If you take away three of Avir, against the wall.
Would be good.
So
you raise a good issue. My recollection is that you're right that Dif and Akuma only applies to Schach Posel and not to actual ear, because the whole purpose of Dif and Akuma is to say that that Posel Schach is just an extension.
Right.
You can't go and say ear. But the din of three Tvachim, the Posel, once it hits three Tvachim, you are putting aside Dif and Akuma, you no longer have the benefit of Lovitz. Up to three Tvachim, you'd have Lovitz as if it's all enclosed.
Right.
Once it's three Tvachim more, you don't have Lovitz, so therefore that would pass. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, that's one way of showing that this is no longer a sukkah, and therefore I'm not eating in a sukkah, and I'm not being over about toisiv. Rishuvan Levi, I'm going to have an easier thing. Malik Basaner, bring in a candle into the sukkah. Now, how does that help bring in a candle? So we already learned back on that Chof test that if you have a small sukkah, you shouldn't go and light a shraga in that sukkah. There were a number of reasons. One of the main reasons was safety and security concerned. If it's a small sukkah and you're going to go and bring in a Neder Shabbos, Neder Yom Tov, or any candles, a lantern, whatever, Chas V'Shalom, it could be a fire hazard. So therefore, don't bring it in. Others say the reason is talking about a Kli Cheres, and a Kli Cheres using it already once is already Mo'us. You don't want to use it in a Sukkah Tana. Why is a Sukkah Gedolah different? Because a Gedolah, it will just be one out of 100 artifacts in a large sukkah, so you're not going to even notice it. And we had a machloek is what the swara was. But by sukkah ketana, you don't bring in a shraga. So now you're going to make a statement on Shemini Atzeres night, I'm bringing in my shraga, to show you that this is not a sukkah. Because be careful, Chas V'Shalom, if there is a fire concern.
But the shraga is not poisoned the sukkah. Who said shraga is poisoned? You shouldn't do it because of danger.
But what the Gemara is saying is, since you're not allowed to take a shraga in a sukkah, and I am taking, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to.
The sukkah,
it doesn't pass it, but you're not allowed to bring a shrag in a sukkah. And I am taking a shrag into the sukkah, so either I'm being over an isser, or I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not a sukkah anymore. Since it's not a sukkah, you can bring in as many shrags as you want. My son, when I was learning with him last night, told me that he was, his shver, my mechitten, you know, Moshe David Rice, I think, Moshe David Rice. If you don't know mechitten,
I know.
He kept it. So, last year, 2 years ago, whenever they were together and they were eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres night, and he said, bring in the garbage can and put it there in the corner of the sukkah. Normally, bring a garbage can to sukkah. That would be mochiach, that it's not a sukkah anymore, so you don't have the problem of the bad choices.
Those that eat there,
I'm assuming he didn't tell me the full, you know, otherwise I'd still be learning with him. Baruch Hashem, my son has a lot to share in terms of learning.
Bitzion,
correct. So I'm assuming what he was saying is his father was machmir because of Yisuv Yasmin, and you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. But some say it's about Toysim, so told him to counteract that. He said, you know what? Or maybe they were together in Eretz Yisrael here 2 years ago, 3 years, 5 years. Maybe it was Takamas in Eretz Yisrael. And they were sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres because of the Yisuv Yasmin. But in Eretz Yisrael, people say, it looks like about Toysim. So therefore, no, so you understand, but in the garbage can, he did something to counteract the idea that this is a sukkah by showing this is nishka sukkah, because normally you never bring a garbage can into the sukkah. We don't mean a huge garbage can, we mean, you know, like you have in your kitchen, whatever. Anyway, but getting into the Gemara, back to the Gemara. So he brought in the Abba, he took away the Schach, and he brought in the Ne. This is the Halon v'Halohu. Explains Rashi. In the Bnei Bavel, where there is a Sofik, a Sveka, the Yoima, what he did was, he put in the Ner, not to go and Pasel, because you do want to sit here tonight and the next day, but nevertheless, you want to go and show you're not being over Baltoisiv, and therefore you can put in a Ner, you don't have to worry. Mashenke for Bnei Yisrael, since they're Boki Mikri the Archa, and they don't sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, you want to sit in the Sukkah, then you have to go and dismantle the sukkah. Not dismantle it totally, as long as you take off four tvachim of schach, you're already in good stead, and you can eat there without any difficulty. So you see, according to Rashi, when it said, the Gemara says, hold on, even us in Chutz La'aretz, where we do Yisuv Yasvina, for those that do sit in the sukkah, you're still putting the Malik bus in there to go and show that it's no longer sukkah, it's a Shmini Atzeres. La'ois ulamoyfeh. A hacker. Oh! Hecker, that's the right term. Zogimara hotein of sukkah ketana. Sukkah ketana, you can go and put in such a small shraga. So you're doing the ma'ikal me, what are you going to do by this? Sukkah gedela. Ayil ba'mani meichla. You're going to bring in or leave in your sukkah used plates. The Omer Rava, mani mechla bar metalalta, mani mishnai bim metalalta. Early on in Pesach, we learned that when you're eating the sukkah, when the plates have been used, don't say dirty plates, because I'm sure nobody over here, once they eat up their food, they didn't leave over dirty plates. They used over the leftover used plates. Don't leave the used plates in the sukkah. Vasa mishay. From the fish to the soup. Take out the fish plate. Take them out. Mashenki mani mishdaya. If you're talking about cups or glasses that you're using for drinking, even though you've finished drinking, you can leave them in the sukkah, because you can always drink again. There's nothing repulsive about having used glasses, but there's something repulsive about having used dishes. So therefore the Gemara says is, either the Gemara says the ma'ayil, but it's probably unlikely the Gemara means bring in used dishes from somewhere else. Where somewhere else? Everybody's eating the sukkah. Probably means leave them in the sukkah for a longer period of time. There's no mitzvah rush, take out these money mechla. So you go and show that it's no longer the sukkah, it's already post sukkah, it's shmini atzeres. The other mafoshim, by the way, that earlier on in the Masechta, as well as here, learn ma'ayil ba'mani mechla is not talking about plates that you're eating from, rather it means pots and pans. You're not supposed to bring into the sukkah the chicken soup pot and start serving the chicken soup in the sukkah. If you want to, you have those large bowls. It's a fancy name for them. The tureen, right? Those tureens, if you usually have a nice cover, you pick it out. Yeah. Oh, so beautiful. That's fine.
But of course. That's fine. Huh?
That's beautiful. But going and bringing the enamel pot or the aluminum pot to bring into it, just like you don't do that throughout the year, your wife doesn't bring in the aluminum pot and starts taking it, right? She does it all in the kitchen. So by the sukkah, the same thing, you're not supposed to bring in the mani mechla. Right, the same cover, teshvu came to do. But now that it's Shemini Atzeres, now you could bring in those pots and pans, to go and show it's an ishka sukkah for that purpose. Okay, next Mishnah. And we're continuing, invite the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, that Nisach HaMayim is called Shiva, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda, as you recall, disagrees and he holds called Shmoina. And we're going to have Rabbi Yehuda shortly in the Mishnah. So Nisach HaMayim Ketzer, how do they do the Nisach HaMayim? Tzloich Yishel Zohar Machzeket Shloi Shalugin HaYimamali Men HaShiloich. We have something known as the Meish Shiloyach, which is very close to the base of English. Even today, the tour guides show you where the Meish Shiloyach is. Well, that's exactly the same Meish Shiloyach, not Chbeisnish, but Azoy Zobinzeh. They probably have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, or at least a Shleim HaMelech, but this is the Meish Shiloyach. And they would go, Meish Shiloyach was a Ma'ayon, a normal, natural spring, where they would go and take out a Sloichis. Sloichis is a large pitcher. Fill it up with three lugin. Why three lugin? Because in Nisach HaMayim we learn from the din of Nisach HaYayin, and just like the Nisach HaYayin, the minimum is Shloisha lugin. Shloisha lugin is a quarter of a hin, and if you're bringing the three basic kabbanas that we have is the par, we have the ayil and the keves, chatzi hin yela par, shlisha sahin la ayil, or revia sahin la keves. Revia sahin is three lugin, so just like over there, it's three lugin. Here too, you take three loigen of mayim, and it has to be mayim chayim from the mishloach, and you bring it. Now, higiyu l'shar mayim. When they got to the shar mayim was one of the southern shorim of the Azara. Because of the fact that they brought the water for Nisach HaMayim through that shar, got the name shar mayim throughout the year. They only did it for those 7 days. Nevertheless, they got the name Shar HaMayim. If you remember back in Shkolim, we learned that there was another reason why it's called Shar HaMayim, because they started a trickle of water from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it trickled out through the Azorah, and then through the Shar HaMayim, and eventually, in the Yecheskel tells us, and eventually it's going to become these huge rivers, these huge oceans. So that's how they got the name Shar HaMayim. But anyway, Zog the Mishnah, after they took out the water from the Meshiloyach, Toku Beri Toku, you're going to tell me the human name, they also had it. And you talk about Beri Toku, they blew the shofar. Why did they blow the shofar? Says Rashi, because by blowing the shofar, you bring in Simcha. And it says in the Pasuk, Ushavte Mayim Besosoyim. It's interesting, it shows that the shofar is multitask, or multi-talented, because these days, we read about the reason why you blow the shofar, that the hears the shofar, but lo yechradu. You hear the kol shofar, aren't you chapt on a tzitinish? His hello, sidoch yimeyadin. Everybody becomes very, very nervous and concerned. And here you blow the shofar not to go ba'om yechradu, that people shouldn't tremble, but ba'om yismachu, people should have a simcha.
How do we know as a chatzoy shreis that it is a shofar because they are interchangeable with the kiyas?
You're right. Normally, in the word tkiya is true. It's good. You're usually talking about a shayfa. Maybe it was like a chatzaisus. Could be. All of a kevish. They went up the kevish is the ramp towards the mizbeach. Ufanu l'smoile, and he went to his left. Normally, when you go up the ramp, you go to your right. Here you go to the left. Shnei sefalim shel kesef hoyusham on the left-hand corner. Now, remember the mizbeach had four corners, and you're coming up from the doraim side. On your left-hand side, you have the southwestern corner. On that southwestern corner, you had shnei sefalim, like two basins shel kesef made out of silver, hoyusham. One was for nisach hayayin, and one was for the nisach hamay. Rabbi Yehuda oimer shel sidhayin. They were not made out of kesef; they were made out of plaster. Elu shayu mishcharen. They turned black. Pneiam, the pnei hayayin. When you pour the wine into it, the wine left afterwards a residue, so make it over time it turned black. And Rashi says in the bottom, and therefore is doimin lekesef shushochar menasin.
So only one turn.
Exactly. Only the one that had the wine.
The Gemara is going to ask your question, Rabbi Isai. Stay tuned for the Gemara. Shayi mishchar pneiam pnei hayayin. Umenu kavin. And of course, these basins had down below a hole. Kemin shnei choytmen dakin. In other words, it came like a funnel that, as it gets lower and lower into the basin, it becomes more curved. It wasn't a flat thing, but it comes like a funnel. And mauva echad mauva vi echad dak. The two choytmen of the two separate kalim, one had a wider opening and one had a less wide, a narrower opening. Why? Because they poured the wine and the water at the same time. We wanted that they should both end at the same time. And wine, of course,
is slower
because of a fancy word, the viscosity. Mashenkein, the viscosity of water, I guess, is negligible. So this goes quickly and that goes, that's a density, goes slightly. So that's why this is thicker, that's thinner. As we'll see more about that meanwhile. Then Shteg Vaita. The two were standing there on the southwestern corner. Marovoi Shalmayim Mizrochoi Shalyayim. Marov means the one that was further distant from the person who is coming up the Kevesh on the Marev side, that the further one closest to the corner, that was the Shalmayim. Mizrochoi was Shalyayim of the wine. Ira Shalmayim Betoich Shalyayim. What happens if the Kohen mixed it up and instead of putting the mayim to the mayim, he put the yayin to the mayim? Yotza b'diavad. L'chadchila, do it the right way. But if you didn't do it the right way, it's also kosher. Rabbi Yehuda oimer b'loy goyim anasa kosher mayim. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing the Tanakhama in two respects, as we learned already yesterday. Number one, the Tanakhama says it was three lugin. Rabbi Yehuda says it was only one like. The Tanakhama said kol shiva, and Abuda learns kol shmaya.
When they poured the yayin and mayim simultaneously, the yayin was in a sachem from which korban, or was it a separate nisachem on its own?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow.
So you're pouring yayin and mayim simultaneously,
correct,
on the southwest corner.
Correct.
The yayin that you're pouring, the mayim is from the nisachem mayim.
Right, sure.
The yayin is from the nisachem. Is that from a korban or is that independent?
These are both being poured at the time of the Tamid Shol Shachar.
Thank you.
Tamid Shol Shachar is always a keves echad b'yom keses b'adloyim. So the keves that you bring with Tamid Shol Shachar, you're doing your normal nisach hayayin that you do throughout the year. And on Sukkot, you do the second one, is the nisach of light. That was three. That according to everybody. Mm-hmm. Now the question is the show mayim. According to Tanakhama, just like this was three lugin, this is three lugin. The Buddha said, no, this was only one lug.
So how could it be simultaneously, if you had one log of
water?
It will go so much faster than
So anymore about the manasseh oy meloy. Now we go and tell the manasseh, means that kohen that's doing the nisach. We're saying hag biyoncha, pick up your hands. Everybody should see what you're doing. Shpamechad nosach echad al gabi raglav. One of the manasseh, one of the kohanim, unfortunately, was a member of the tzedokim party, and the tzedokim were heretics. They were apikorsim, and they only followed what it said biblically in the Torah. They didn't follow the drushes chazal and the Soyd of Moshe Rabbeinu and the halacha of Moshe Sinai, so they didn't believe in this nisach hamayim, and therefore, what did the guy do? Instead of pouring it into the basin, he poured it on his legs.
How could they see it?
Some people had binoculars.
Observant Jews.
Good. Ragmu kala ambes regein. As soon as they saw that, they threw their esroigim on him. It's Tomit Shul Shachar. Everybody was holding their arba minim there for shachris, and they threw this regim. And as we'll see shortly in the Gemara, as a result, the keren of the Mizbeach was damaged. We'll see this. The din of Nisach Hamayim throughout the 7 days made no difference whether it was Yom Tov, Shabbos, or Chol HaMoed. Same thing, except שאם למעלה מערב שבס חומיש חוזוב שאינם מקודשת מנה שלויח ומניחו בלשכה. But the Gemara is telling us, the Mishnah is telling us that we started off the Mishnah, how they do Nisach HaMayim, they drew the water for the Mei Shiloyach. They did that in the morning before the Tamei Shel Shachar, but not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you'd have to carry it from the Mei Shiloyach to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore you'd have potential Eidavin carrying problems.
What's the problem in Shvus Hamikdash? It's a chana for a mitzvah of Hamikdash.
Shvus inside the Hamikdash.
It's a chana.
Fine, I understand.
Even if
you were to say that it includes a chana, here we're talking about an Issa Deraisa. We're not talking about a Shvus, not a Drabat. Carrying on Shabbos for Shusaram is a Deraisa. So therefore says the Gemara, you're not going to go and carry. So just like we said in the previous Mishnah back on Daf Membeis, that people had to go and bring their lulavim from Erev Shabbos, not to carry it on Shabbos. Here too they had to go and bring the water from Erev Shabbos. But now I'm concerned that the water should not become posel belina overnight. So they put it into a kli which was Eina Mekudeshes, because it only has a din of lina if it's in a kli shoris and not if it's in a regular kli.
Why do you say Shvus Midas only Midarabana? I mean, we do shchita.
What's the definition of the word Shvus? The definition of the word Shvus is Drabana. That's the definition.
It's mandated.
Exactly. Mandated by Tzah. Exactly. Anyway, Elish or Yimali Merev Shabbos Chob Yishol Zov She'en Mekudeshes Min HaShavayach VeShavayach O Menich Balishka, and he put in a Lishka there. Rabbi's called Lishka Samayim Nishbacha. What happens if the water spilled out? Or Niskalta, it became revealed. There was a Giloi. Then that water became disqualified. Nishbacha, there's no water left. This God say, even if the water is left, but if it was not covered, then they would go and take fresh water from the kiyar. You have to have, that it should be mayim chayim, it shouldn't be a problem of lina.
Yeah.
So Rashi says, like we know from Masechtas Yuma, there was a wonderful Mukhni. Person by the name Mukhni. Of the Mukhni. Who created the Mukhni? Ben Katan. Ben Katan was the one that made the 12 dadim on the outside, right? So, from the kiyah, so that 12 kahanim could go and wash all simultaneously. Exactly, daim v'raglayim, kiddush daim v'raglayim simultaneously. And that same Ben Katan also Mukhni the kiyah. He made a Mukhni like a machine with a pulley system that it went up and down every single night, so that at night the waters went down into the subterranean waters and they did not become possible either. And then you drew it up. So you could take from those waters as a v'diyavet. The chachil take meishalayach, but your fallback is you take from the kiyah.
How come they didn't have eruv?
How come they didn't have
eruv?
An eruv
would have solved all the problems. How come that we have so many gezeiros in those days without the benefit of eruv?
The only problem is the water from the shiloach is traveling outside the eruv, into the eruv, out the eruv again.
That could be a problem. Could be that the way it could be is right. That comes out from outside.
From Chutzla Eruv, outside the Eruv, the
outside the 4,000.
Okay,
they had Chumot, correct.
No, but
that's
from outside the Chumot.
Could be from outside the Chumot. Could be, yeah. Just like today, you have New Yerushalayim and then Old City. Okay, anyway, whatever it was, Shayayim v'amayim megulim psulim v'gam mizbech. You're not allowed to go and use yayin or mayim that was megulim. Now we know that there's a din of giloy, and the giloy stems from the concern that it might have been the eres shel nochash, that a shlang, a snake, may have left some gift, some poison, some venom inside the water or inside the yayin. Now, you and I are not drinking from it. It's the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is not going to die from the venom. What's the reason why it's possible to gabi Mizbeach?
It's possible gabi Adam.
Sorry, once again?
It's possible gabi Adam. It's possible gabi Mizbeach.
Okay.
It's like, I was reading Mendy talking about eating an esrog that you can't eat. Is puzzle for the mitzvah because of sakat, you know. I mean, it's the same type of thing. If your person can't eat it, if it's not roil achilas adam, it's not roil achilas mizbeach.
Okay, so let's follow up on your svara in a moment. Rashi over here says that the reason is because I'm afraid that you don't have the full Sheer. You're coming over here. Wow, what a covet for us.
Eris displaces some of the volume of the
exactly. We have a problem of a chutzi sheer. Brother Shai, you're missing some of the most important points here. Because if you're going to have giloy, then the nochash is going to drink some of the water, replace it with some of its venom, and you're not going to have the full shear of the three loikin or the one loik, because part of it is going to be in that water or wine, part is going to be venom. That's what Rashi says here. Tosis points out at the end of our sugya, where the Gemara is going to talk about it tomorrow or the next day, the Gemara doesn't say that reason because of the shear, but because of the famous pasuk, which is along the lines of what Barry was saying before. It says in the pasuk, "Hakriveyu no lefecha secha, hayirzecha oy hayisa fanecha." That pasuk, which comes from Tanakh, says, "Hakriveyu no lefecha secha." Were you to go and bring such a present to a pachas? Pachas means a nobleman, a tsar, a minister, a pachushri guy. If you would go and give him that present, hayirzecha yisa fanecha, would he even look at you? He would say, "Ah." That's how you're mechaber a psasar, a psachosh of a mensch. It's a lach, it's kama v'kama. You can't call me mechaber a kodesh baruch hu in giving him such a bad pouring which involves venom. Zogi mar, minohani mili. Now this minohani mili is not going on the question of how do I know there's a nisach hamayim. We've learned already several times that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rechunya Hish Pekas that there are three halachas, the Eser and the Tiyos, Arova and Nisach HaMayim, halacha l'moish v'sina. And back in the Sechses Tanis, they also have Asmachtas, Memen, Yudmem, Nisachero, Mishpatam, Agantzemais, Hasech Nesech, Fishin Adrashas. But we're not asking, our shayla now is, how do you know that you're supposed to blow the shofar or the chatzoitzeris to be able to have this beautiful simcha when you're doing the Sheivas HaMayim? As you're drawing the water, it should be with sasim. Now, from here until the two dots, you have one of the most fascinating esoteric gemaras throughout the whole of Shas. Not that I'm familiar with the whole of Shas, but that's what other people tell me, that this is a fascinating gemara. What does the gemara say? Hano trei, meaning there were two apikorsim. Chad shmei sasim v'chad shmei simcha. Reb sasim, Reb simcha. These two apikorsim. Amalei sasim l'simcha. Hano ad nifta minach. I am better than you. How do I know the citizen in the pasuk? Sasa and simcha yasidu. Since the Torah puts sasa before simcha, zeistach, ich bin a choshev a person, more choshev than you, I'm come first. Amalei simcha sasa. I know I differ from minach, I'm better than you. Dichsib, simcha v'sasa la Yehudim. Oh, so you see, from Megillas Esther, right? So you see that simcha comes before sasa. So don't tell me sasa is better than simcha. Simcha is before sasa. Zog the Yimara Amalei sasa la simcha. Chad yoyim shevkucha v'shevyucha parvanka. The day is going to go and come, that's going to come in the future, and they're going to send you out like a runner to go and send messages as a messenger. You simcha, they're going to have you act as a runner. Rashi says he's going to be rotz lefneim. You're rotz loris lefanav. You see what you are. You're just going to be a runner, a messenger. They're going to do umalul b'cha maya. You know what they're going to do one day? They're going to go and take you, and they're going to go and fill you with water. In other words, they're going to use you as a bucket to go and draw the water. We're not even finished yet. Amalei ha'hu mina d'shmei sasein. And because the name of sasein said little about vahu, asidisu the tamalu li mayim li alma d'asi. So this min, this Abikarius, was chepening with Rabbi Vahu, and he said, you know how choshev I am. Li asi lavoi, you're going to fill up water for me. You're going to be the water drawer and give me the present of the water. Tichsev, ushafta mayim. The sasein, you're going to go and be show of the water, draw it for me, for sasein. Amalei said, Mister, you got a big mistake. You have exib lis sasa in kidakamas. You'd be right. Be sure you mind lis sasa to give it as a present to Mr. Sasa. Of a hashtag, the exib bis sasa, mashredu gabra mishavinan le guda. Bay Maya. What they're going to do is, in the Asa Lovite, because you're such a terrible apikoidis, Mashke means the skin, the hide of Ahu Gavra, that man, that meaning Mr. Sosin. Mishavin and Leguda, they're going to go and take that hide and they're going to make a container, a canteen out of it. Malina Bay Maya, they're going to go and fill it up with water. That's a shaft of Mayan, Biz Sosin. This Gemara, of course, is as esoteric as they get, and there are many Kabbalistic understandings and explanations. One of the main ones is the Gra, who has a whole sefer on Agadah Shashas, and he explained this on a Kabbalistic level. The article brings B'Shem the Malbim on a much more simple level. And he explains that there's a difference between the words Simcha and Tzase. We consider them to be basically synonymous, and they are. However, there are differences. The Malbim says Simcha is an internal Simcha, where the person is joyous inside, he really feels happy. However, there is no outside manifestation. He's not dancing, he's not clapping, he's not singing. It's just inside he has that tremendous joy. While Sasson, he says, is the other way around. The person is going and expressing himself publicly and how happy he is, and he's singing and dancing and all the rest. So sometimes a person, he says the Malbim, he starts off with that inner joy, but he just leaves it in. But what happens is that Simcha can lead afterwards to a Sasson. That he starts with that inner joy, and now he says, you know what, Rabbi, I'm so happy, let's break out a L'chaim, and let's start singing and dancing, so the Simcha leads to Sasson. Other times, he starts with the Sasson, he's clapping and he's dancing on Simchas Torah or on Purim, but he's not really all that happy, but he has all types of sorrows and worries, and da-da-da. So there's an outward manifestation, that, but there's no inner joy. But sometimes he really gets into the mood, and once he's starting to dance and to sing, he says, wow, let's go and sing, and then that brings in that inner joy, eventually it permeates into himself. So sometimes the Simcha starts first, and leads to Sasson, and sometimes the Sasson leads to Simcha, and therefore the Psukim makes sense in terms of sometimes this is first, and sometimes that is first. Anyway, we continue on. Zokimara Olaba Kevesh, Ufanalis Moiloi, to do the Nisachamayim, they went to the left side. Turn around. Normally, throughout the year, when you're doing any of the kabanais, you go up the ramp towards the right hand side of the Mizbeach. The reason why you go up the right hand side, our Gemara doesn't go into it. Rashi, however, refers us to another Gemara where it says, Kalpina Shatapoina Eina El Yamin, and we learn it from the Yam Shel Shlomo. Yam Shel Shlomo Melech, which is spelled out in the Psukim. There it talks about a particular direction about how they constructed it, and you learn from that the direction of how you go up the ramp in the Mizbeach. Anyway, so Makif and the Yorim Derech Smal. You want to go up to the Mizbeach for whatever purpose, you go around the Mizbeach from the right hand side, you go all the way around, and you come all the way down, and then you come down the ramp on the left hand side of the Kevesh. Chutz min ha'oil l'shloisha dvar, except someone who's going up to the Mizbeach for three things. Hello. What are the three things? Sh'oil in derech smol, that you go up to the left side, v'choizan ala okin. Choizan ala okin means that you just return on your tracks. You don't go up derech yamin and then go all the way around derech yamin. No, no, no. You just go on the left and then you come right down. What are those three things? V'eilu, hey, nisach ha'mayim and nisach ha'yayim, v'oila sa'oif kishirobsa ba'mizrach. Nisach ha'mayim and nisach ha'yayim, we just spoke about in the Mishnah, and we had the two sfalim, one next to each other. One was a little bit more to the west and one a little more to the east. So those two are on that left side. And the oil is oif kishirobsa ba'mizrach, we had that a few days ago, the Gemara, you recall. Normally the oil is oif, the malika, was on the southeast corner, on the right hand side.
Southeast.
On the southeast. However, when there was a huge amount of oil soifs, then they said, okay, there's not enough room over here, go to the southwest corner. And then we spoke about they had to have the pitchers, they were able to go and throw the Mur of Anoitza so far, 30 Amas from that
cave. Yeah, if everyone can throw a Srogim all the way across the Kevesh, the other side, because the Ezes Yisrael was 11 Amas all the way on the eastern part of the Azara. So remember, they're throwing their Srogim past all that gap till the Kevesh, over the Kevesh, and they're all the way. So it's 40, 50 Amas.
You're 100% right, except for the fact that there's much more weight to an Esrog than there is to the Mur of Anoitza.
True.
So Mur of Anoitza is more difficult. Normally nowadays, when you have a chusin that's called up the oak roof and they go and throw a peklach at him, and sometimes they throw it with a velocity and with a ferociousness, which is unfortunate. So when my son became a chusin, I decided I don't want him to get hit over the head and whatever, so we put marshmallows in the little bags, and half of them didn't even reach to the bima from the Ezes Noshim because they weren't heavy enough. So yes, it's true, when you have the the Sroigim he had to go and throw further, but they're heavier, so it's easier to go and throw a longer distance.
More heft. Well,
more heft. I'm sorry, what's
the...
Why do they throw the Sroigim?
The
Etrogim, because the person was a bad guy and he didn't do the Nisach HaMayim, he poured it out Ragim, he poured it on the ground.
Bad guy.
Anyway, so yes, next question.
So they put the two bowls. One was, I thought, on the east side. Was on the west side.
We're on the southwest corner. One was further to the southwest. Mm-hmm. One was further to the west. They're both in the southwest corner.
Right.
But one was a little bit further west.
Had to be in the
you're going up the Mizbeach here from the turn to the south. Here's your southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and one next to each other, one safer. The one that was western was the Nisach HaMayim, and the one that was closer was the Nisach HaYayim. But they're both here on this corner.
In the south.
Southwest corner.
But where were the holes? I thought they were just...
The bottom of the bowls.
Bottom of the bowls. The two bowls.
But where was the holes in the Mizbeach? I thought it was
We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
The drainage.
That's going to be mentioned tomorrow.
They did the Nisach HaYayim all the time. I thought it was on the Keren.
Okay, so what happens is, on the Keren you had the bowl. You poured the wine into the bowl.
Right.
The wine bowl had
a hole, a drain.
That drain drained onto the Kufash of Mizbeach.
Right.
The wine went onto the Mizbeach itself. And on the Mizbeach itself, there were two shittim, there were two further holes, which drained the water and the wine, respectively, down those holes. As far as how far that went down, we'll have a machlokes mishum tomorrow, when the shittim will go all the way out to Tohoim, to the core of the earth, or they stopped basically underneath the Mizbeach, and then they would go and remove it every once in 70 years. I mentioned that's going to be talked about in tomorrow's blog. So you were a beautiful segue for tomorrow, but we're not up to the end. Anyway, and so we had the Oidus Oif, and you remember that we had a few days ago in the morning that somebody, one of the Kehanim, ate from the Oidus Oif because he thought it was a mistake. He thought it was a Chatas, and Kontribyoisi, he wouldn't have to bring Asham Meiris because he was Torid B'dvar Mitzvah. That's what we had back in the morning. Good. So those three things. Why Taka? Why didn't you go all the way around like you usually go, since you've painted Ella the Amen? So Rashi says that the reason is by the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayim, because there was always smoke coming up from the Marocha, so that Marocha could have caused the wine or the water to become smoked wine or smoky. We didn't want them to be pure wine. No. As far as Oivus Oif, Rashi says we were concerned, after all, this is such a flimsy nefesh, this little oif, as a show, they could die en route from that smoke. So we didn't want any suffocation, and therefore you go to the left and you don't go around. Elisha Oyu Mashchirin. But they were blackened as a result of the wine. And everybody was already up in arms when we were learning the Mishnah. What do you mean it gets black? Mishnah with the Yain Masha. Temaya my Masha. That tells you your kasha. Everybody asked that question.
Yes.
Oh. And with the Gemara, Kim the Yomamar, Ir Shomayim Matar Shoyayim. Shoyayim Matar Shomayim Yotzo. Shomayim Osi. The Ashchure. In other words, the Mishnah said that the Diyavad Yoyotzo. So this apparently had happened a number of times over the years, and so therefore the Shomayim, they in fact poured in the Yayin by mistake, boom, and that's how we got Shachar, and therefore it looked like the Kesem, even though it's only happened once or twice, three times, whatever it happens, as soon as it happened, it caused it to become dark. So if you want to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say this goes to Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabban. Now, what's the Gemara's kasha? We said that they have to have two different thicknesses of the hole. Why? Because of that they should both be kola at the same time. Kola bebasachas. Now the Gemara in the Havamina didn't know about this fancy term viscosity, and the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah is going to contribute. And that this one is one like, this one is three like in, and that's why you had to make it narrower and thicker so that they would both end at the same time. This is three like in, this is three like in. What difference does it make? Three and three? Chamer is thick. My Kolish water is much thinner, and therefore this will go quicker, this will go slower. How can I miss that? I'll bring you right, that's stuck in the real pshat. Here of Yehuda, Rochav Vikotzer Islay. He doesn't hold. The shortness of the Mishnah was Me'uva and Dak. Or Me'uva and Dak, right. And here is Rochav Vikotzer. Rashi says that these are synonymous terms, but Rochav Vikotzer gives you much more of a flavor of wide and narrow, as opposed to Me'uva, which is thicker, and Dak, which is thinner. So the difference between ma'uv and dak is a thinner difference than the rach of a katze, which is a wider distinction. The Rav Yehuda rach of a katze is like the side of Rav Yehuda Oimer. Shnei kishvois hoyushav echad shalmayim, the echad shalyayim. Again, kishvois is like these two kelim that we had there. Rashi, you see the search of Shas says kishvois means pirush kelim, loshen kisois hanosech. So you have two kelim. And what about these two kelim? This is Rav Yehuda speaking, and he said one mayim and one yayim. Shalyayim pia rachav, a large, wide pet. Shalmayim pia katze. Oh, so why didn't he use the lashon of our Mishnah? Ma'uva and Dak. Ma'uva and Dak, as he was talking about, this is three and three. Okay, they're both exact same volume, but this goes slower, this goes quicker, so one's a little thicker, one's a little thinner. But here you talk about three and one, here it's like a wide opening by the Yayin, here it's a very narrow opening, so you both end at the same time. Marovi Shulmayim, we're just going to finish off one more shtikala. Talking about Tanur Rabbanan, we spoke about the tzedoki that poured the water on the floor, on his pants, on his feet. Masmit tzedoki achashenisa chalgabi raglav, v'ragmukal om desrayim, they threw their esroyim. Oisayoyim nifkimo keren hamizbeach. As a result, the keren hamizbeach became pogum. They view bone shell melach. They quickly brought a fistful of melach of salt. This is small, and they filled up the hole in the keren. The mizbeach is still possible for any avoid until it gets fixed. In other words, this was a very quick fix, so that people shouldn't go and see them. Oh, look at the mizbeach.
Cosmetic, wasn't functional.
Oh, does it? Why? Shekol mizbeach she'ein lo'i kevesh, v'lo'i keren, v'lo'i yesoy, v'lo'i ribua, posel avoid.
How did they fix it with
salt?
They fix it with salt. Plastered it on, they smeared it on.
So now, they put on super glue.
Even a notch passes.
I didn't understand.
Even a notch, a little crack.
Even a little crack passes with there. So it has to have a kevish, a keren, and you saw it in your brain. And here you didn't have a keren because it was missing that little shtickle. And the same thing applies to soyve. The soyve is that's what a room in a room. Also, if there's any blemish or anything, no good, then the whole thing is possible. Now, how do I know dafka by all these things? So Rashi says because every one of them, it says in the Torah, hamizbech. If you look at the fourth line from the top of the Amid, the time of in Rashi, the time of Omer Rav Huna, Ahu Huna b'shchita as kachim, first of the narrow lines, chamakir shenema hamizbech with the hey ayedia is la'akiv. Tehochi mashma hamizbech zeu hamizbech osi came. This is the way it's got to be. V'harach b'kulu k'siv hamizbech al karnois hamizbech b'etzvoecha. Ube kevish k'siv el pnei hamizbech. The kevish upanim shemizbech. Shul piskei. That's how you go up. Ube yisoy k'siv el yisoy hamizbech. Ube ribur ravu ye hamizbech. And the base of Yehuda also learned by karka. The also is karka mizbech l'mala. And therefore, each one of these has to be there, and it has to be mishleimus. And if there's any pagam, no good. So this bull shel melech, as you said, was just cosmetic. It was just a temporary fix. But they avoid the mizbeach, unfortunately, is pogrom. And they had to go and bring artisans to go and fix the mizbeach because of the ragmu, because they threw. By the way, even though the Mishnah only tells us, and the Gemara tells us they threw esroyim, apparently Rashi holds esroyim are not strong enough to damage mizbeach. So look at Rashi. Look at the last two lines of Rashi, the very... last one.
Al yedei avonim zarkubo.
Nifkema keren mizbeach. Al yedei avonim shazarkubo. Throwing the shoyim. Some people all through the
roof. Certain bad people put in the snowball. They put the rock in there.
Okay. Metzum continue. Any questions, device?
I have that in Chicago.
Metzum continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.